Let's check in on that fire outside Yosemite. Firefighters in Mariposa County, California, will spend another day reining it in. It's called the Karstens Fire. It burned more than 1,600 acres. Hundreds were evacuated, but many residents are now returning. And investigators say it all started with an unattended campfire. People. Tom Walensky is a meteorologist with the U.S. Forest Service. Tom, we're hearing from the California Department of Forestry and Fire Protection. There's been a 75% increase in fires so far this year. That's compared to last year at this time. And that these fires are just explosive. So what does that tell you?
Well, the fuel conditions in the area are extremely dry. They're abnormally dry. We've had a very dry winter season across all of southern and central California. We're seeing fuel moistures more typically of what we see in late August, early September. Also, the other thing that is contributing to the fire activity across the region is the drought that is in place. We're currently in a severe drought across much of central California and southern California, and this is a two-year ongoing drought. So that is contributing to our drought conditions, contributing to our extremely dry fuels across the region.
Right. Well, we're reading accounts. One woman, again in Mariposa County, says she's seeing leaves. I mean, these were green leaves that are just blackened and blistered floating through the air. There's just no moisture in them. There's nothing to fight off the fire. So what's the advice to people both who live there and maybe traveling there for vacations?
Just to keep in mind, we have high fire potential and high fire danger throughout the region. That'll be continuing through the course of the summer. I don't see any relief in these conditions until we get into later in the fall and the winter when our winter rains commence. So until then, it's going to continue to be very dry. And, of course, the hottest time of the year is still coming, particularly across Southern California as we get into our Santa Ana season later in September and October. So, unfortunately, the worst is yet to come.
Yeah. Well, so make sure you put out those campfires and get rid of the brush around your house. Although we just saw in Colorado people who did that, who regularly cleared out the dry brush, their home still went up. It's that dry.
It's very dry out there, and there's only so many precautionary measures that one could take. So the advice is to be careful, be safe, and again, it's going to be a long, hot, dry summer.
Yeah. Tom Walensky, meteorologist with the U.S. Forest Service, thanks so much.
Thank you.
A few more stories in the news. Six former investigators are formally petitioning the National Transportation Safety Board to reopen its investigation of that mid-air explosion of TWA Flight 800 off Long Island in 1996. The explosion killed all aboard, over 200. The country was shocked. The NTSB said it was a fuel tank explosion. Well, now these former investigators claim that the NTSB falsified its report, that new analysis of radar evidence points to a theory that's long been held by people in the area, that a missile strike, or at least an external strike, may have brought down the plane. They're making their claim in a documentary about TWA Flight 800 that's set to debut next month on the 17th anniversary of the clash.
The explosive forces came from outside the airplane, not the center fuel tank.
The FBI did all the interviewing of eyewitnesses.
No witness was ever allowed to testify.
For that kind of cover-up to be tolerated, it makes me fighting mad.
Well, former New York FBI Chief Jim Kallstrom told Fox News today that the idea of a cover-up is preposterous, but the NTSB says it will review the petition. Also, in Washington State, traffic is moving again across the Interstate 5 Skagit River Bridge. That's a key route between Seattle and Vancouver, Canada. Remember, the bridge collapsed last month when it was hit by a truck carrying an oversized load. So that will now be reopening. And finally, yodeling country star Slim Whitman has died at the age of 90.
When I'm calling you,
his 1952 hit, Indian Love Call. He became the subject of some humor. Johnny Carson had that Slim Whitman look-alike contest. He said he wanted to be remembered as a nice guy. So you know what? He seems like a nice guy. Back in 30 seconds, here and now.
That means I offer my love.